Good morning. A Wednesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention yesterday eased its guidelines on the wearing of masks outdoors, saying fully vaccinated Americans don't need to cover their faces anymore unless they are in a big crowd of strangers. And those who are unvaccinated can go outside without masks in some situations, too. The decision was driven by rising vaccination numbers, declines in COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations and deaths, and research showing that less than 10% of documented instances of transmission of the virus happens outdoors. I'm really worried about misinterpretation here. I don't know about you, Alan.
Well, David, it's not only misinterpretation. There's miscommunication between all of the various actors in this. So, for example, you can't go into a store in my little town of Great Barrington without a sign saying, don't come in here without a mask on. Now, there will be people who will try that. But in fact, the rules are still the rules in so many places. And I'm obeying the old rules, not the new rules. I'm going to continue to wear a mask. When inside, I'm going to always carry one around under my chin so that if I see somebody coming at me with a mask on, I just pull it up. And obviously, as I have said before, it's better to be safe than sorry. In the meantime, we are reading headlines about the disaster in India, in which they are now saying the hospitals are full, and the authorities are saying, basically, you're going to have to take care of yourself. And they're going to have over 200,000 deaths, I saw. That's an incredible number of people, and we all should be very, very careful about the fact that this virus has shown its ability to mutate, and call me any name you want, but I'm really chicken about this whole thing. An awful lot of people in this world, David, who are very anxious to get back to normal. Normal is fine, dead is not, or very sick is not. I'm sure that everybody will have a different way of looking at it, but not me.
And then it leads to this, Alan. West Virginia offering an incentive to get vaccinated money. Governor Jim Justice, a Republican, came up with a plan to give a $100 savings bond to every person between the ages of 16 to 35, one of the demographics most resistant to vaccination, who gets the shot. Why not?
As far as I'm concerned, anything that works is fair game. Now, look, the idea that you pay somebody to do what's right for themselves and perhaps to save their lives or save their children or anything else is sort of off-putting. Nevertheless, if that's what the governor decides will do it, fine. You know, they get a savings bond. It's not $100 until maturity. But in the meantime, we waste a lot of money on a lot of things, and saving lives is really a great and important thing for a government to do.
President Biden set to deliver a joint address to Congress tonight. It'll be on at 9 p.m. WAMC will, of course, carry it live. Primetime speech, timed to mark his 100th day in office. Later this week, the address will not resemble past presidential speeches in Congress, with attendance limited because of the pandemic. But Biden will speak to Congress and the broader viewing audience about what he accomplished the opening months of his presidency. He'll also lay out other domestic and foreign policy priorities. I even see that he's going to be talking about free preschool education.
That's right. We're talking about universal preschool. We're talking about community colleges, which cost nothing. Now, you know, I've been talking for a long time, David, and I got to say that over and over and over again, I have said we really have to pay for people's higher education, too. This is a step in the right direction. The fact is, I went to Hunter, and it was absolutely free. And I looked around, Hunter in the Bronx, that is, and I can only tell you that there were an awful lot of people who would not have ever gone to college if it had not been free. In fact, even though it was free, they were struggling to make it work. So the idea of free community colleges is a great one. The idea of pre-K so that every kid has a chance is a great one. And these are things that will be articulated. Now, I did see that Mitch McConnell will be there. That's very nice of him. However, he does come from that strange land right next to Oz, which is the land of no. And the big push by the president, President Biden, is going to be to convince some Republicans that they ought to come over because all these things are good for their people and their people will support them. But I doubt very much that we're going to see that happening wholesale. Based on what we've been seeing, no matter what, political survival for these cowards has been number one on their list. They know what's right, but they just won't do it. As my old, long-past friend Stephen's mother used to say, Stephen, do the right thing. And they know the right thing, but they won't do it.
just passed the verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial. Of course, the former Minneapolis police officer convicted of murdering George Floyd. That hasn't stopped the killing of black men. Dante Wright, of course, occurring the same time the trial was going on in Minnesota. Now we have an FBI probe into the death of a black man killed by deputies. It's a civil rights probe into the death of Andrew Brown Jr., a black man killed by deputies in North Carolina. The announcement on Tuesday came hours after Brown's family released an independent autopsy showing he was shot 5 times, including in the back of the head. It just continues. California man dies after officers pin him to the ground for 5 minutes. That from the New York Times this morning. Mario Gonzalez died a day before a former officer was convicted of murdering George Floyd. I don't know what bigger sign there is. The racism is systemic as opposed to a few bad apples.
Well, David, you know, there are many good cops, but the recruitment process is failing. Obviously, people are being pulled into police departments who probably have no reason to be there. And we see the reflection. It's getting harder and harder to recruit cops, and it's getting harder to keep them once they're there, because the rules have changed and the rules are clear now. You do this, and because of the George Floyd case and everything else that you've been talking about, there is a new realignment in our values and how we treat policemen. In the past, anything they did was okay. And not only that, you couldn't tell what they were up to. Now those rules are all changing too, and I think that's correct. However, we're going to have to re-envision what our police forces are going to look like, who's going to be on them, and who's going to be willing to take chances.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok.